This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome to hour number three of our get-together. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! All right, we'll get through this cold morning. By the way, I just went outside.
Yep.
Burr.
Yes.
It's still cold.
Still cold.
Yes. Very cold. That ain't right. Tell Mrs. Nature, Mother Nature,
yes,
that it's Florida.
Yeah.
Knock it off. All right, got a couple of, well, we got a lot of stuff this morning, but one of them is that Bondi Beach terror attack. Awful. Absolutely awful. A lot of tentacles to the whole thing, but here's one.
Yeah.
Naveed Akram, 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's the son. You know, it was a
right.
father and son combo. Is in police custody after his father and he, Saheed, 50 years old, allegedly killed 15 people on Sunday during a Hanukkah celebration. Well, guess what? Naveed was an associate of an Islamic extremist named Isaac Al-Matari. And who reported that? The Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Matari, 26, was a member of an Islamic State cell that had been planning an attack in Australia before being arrested back in 2019.
Wow.
And later sentenced to more than 7 years behind bars. What do you mean 7 years? You're
really?
Putting together a terror attack where you're going to murder who knows how many people, and all you get is 7 years?
Wow. I'm seeing part of the problem there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Akram had allegedly been in contact with Matari, who was looking for supporters at the time. But the 24-year-old was not a member of the terror cell when it was busted by police.
Hmm.
The prime minister confirmed that Akram had been on the Australian Security Intelligence Organization's watch list in 2019 for 6 months before he was deemed to not pose an immediate threat to the country.
Maybe
really?
They should have watched him a little longer.
Yeah.
Really.
I want to know how you go from having a serious straight connection to somebody who's part of the Islamic State. I mean, it's not a chess club.
No.
Right? It's a murder club.
Wow.
You know, it's a terrorist organization.
But Bobby hadn't killed anybody in 6 months. He didn't blow anybody up or shoot anybody. I would just take him off the list.
Once you're on the list,
yes.
Why? And wouldn't you do a little research, like who's his father? Oh, his father has a permit. He owns 6 guns, which you have to go through a permitting process in Australia. They don't make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that this kid who was, you know, at the time, because he was only like 19, I think, at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Does he have access to guns? Would his father maybe be a party to some of this or not? I mean, I know maybe it's not fair to do the Monday morning quarterback thing, but maybe it is fair. This guy gets on a list, and then what did you do? You just dropped him off the list? Well, we had to whittle it on down at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see him on Facebook for a while, so we took him off our friends list.
Well, you don't mind having laws strong enough to disarm people, but yet you don't want to keep an eye on a guy who hangs out with radicals, and I don't know.
Well, that's a great point. So what you're saying is, you know, we'll make sure that we can disarm as many law-abiding citizens as we can, but those who truly could pose a danger, we'll keep an eye on them for a little while, and then we'll forget about them. That is interesting, isn't it? Because the whole idea, isn't it public safety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, well, that's what they
theoretically,
tell us that that's what it's about.
Yeah, it remains unclear exactly how closely tied Akram was with Matari and his Sydney-based terror cell. Well, yeah, it may be unclear, but I can tell you this. The kid went on to commit acts of terror. We saw it. It's all on, you know, video.
Yeah. Amazing.
Him and his father murdered 15 people and maimed how many others? Despite holding grandiose ideas about an attack in Australia, Matari's plans never manifested to anything more than a lot of talking. Well, maybe that's why they just got the 7-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Akram and his father's histories are being thoroughly scrutinized following Sunday's massacre, including a recent month-long trip they took to the Philippines just weeks before the attack. Police have opened up a probe into why the father and son recently traveled to an area in the Southeast Asia country known as an ISIS training hotspot.
Well, looky there.
Yep.
So they knew that much.
Yeah. It has become a well-trodden path for the Islamic State through the Southeast Asia and into the Philippines ever since 2019. The U.S. Office of Director of National Intelligence warned that ISIS has an active branch in the south of the country where the government has battled Islamist insurgencies for decades. The duo's possible links to ISIS were also flagged when police found two Islamic State flags inside Akram's vehicle. Now, ABC reported that. Questions also linger on whether, you know, the National Intelligence Organization or federal investigators ever shared their info or concerns about Akram with the New South Wales Firearms Registry. In other words, yeah, did they cross-reference any of that? Following the shooting, it was revealed that Saheed, the father, was a licensed firearms holder since 2015. He has 6 firearms licensed to him. We are satisfied that we have all 6 firearms from the scene yesterday. And he specifically held a recreational hunting license that gave him permission to have long-range firearms. He was also a member of a hunting club. They said an investigation underway to see if Saheed truly was eligible to hold a firearms license in Australia, which, as we know, has some of the strictest gun laws in the world. As soon as I heard about this mass shooting, I said, well, according to people who promote gun control, wouldn't that be impossible?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have any publicly, you know, owned guns, or not many.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I was doing a little research on just that yesterday, and we're hearing that, and I don't know how it's working out this way, that with some Australians, they actually have an increase of the number of guns since the, air quotes here, buyback. Now, I guess they're off the books, per se, but that's one source that was telling me that. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, we'll continue to follow it. And, you know, one of my questions is, look, this is not really isolated, per se.
No.
I mean, we've had these anti-Semitic attacks, religious type attacks. They're happening around the world. People are dying. And this is the season. These people in the Bondi Beach were celebrating Hanukkah. We've got celebrations here in the U.S., both obviously Hanukkah and, you know, you've got Christmas.
Yeah.
And you've got New Year's. You're going to have a lot of people together. And we already know that some of the terrorist plots have been thwarted.
Yes. Yep.
So is that going to impact the way Americans celebrate? Which, of course, is exactly what the terrorists want.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. Also, remember I told you a body was found in a Dollar Tree freezer? This was in Miami. I do have some follow-up to that bizarre story coming up next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Faith over fear. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Been doing Dollar Tree lately? I always liked the Dollar Tree because I know for longest time they stuck with the dollar.
Yeah, but you know, inflation hit them too.
So they had to go up in price too. I haven't been in a while, but sometimes you just want to go because, you know, you want to act like a big spender. You can get a whole bunch of... whole bunch of stuff, but somebody who apparently was surprised in Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, it turns out this was back in a back room, but still, a woman was found dead in a freezer at the Dollar Tree in Miami. And they are finding out more about her. An employee at the discount store's Little Havana location reported discovering a deceased woman inside the business during opening hours at 8 a.m. According to Miami Police Department, the woman was identified as 32-year-old Helen Maciel Gary Sanchez. So she was located inside of a walk-in freezer slash cooler located in the store's stock room. Sanchez was also naked when she was discovered. Complainant found, that came from the police report, naked female in the cooler of the store. That's when they were dispatching police to the scene. That's what was said. Now, authorities added that surveillance footage indicated no foul play was involved.
Now, that's odd.
It's very odd.
So you got this woman in the store, but nobody drags her. Nobody is seen taking her back because she's a customer. She doesn't belong in the back of the store.
Right.
Let alone in the freezer slash cooler.
Now, it says here it also remains unclear why Sanchez entered the restricted stockroom area. So perhaps there is some surveillance video that shows her going into that back room, but nothing else, I guess, transpires that makes you come to any conclusion. Apparently they put together a GoFundMe page because even though Sanchez was an anesthesiologist specializing in congenital heart disease, she was practicing, I believe, in Nicaragua. And so, you know, doctors there obviously don't get paid like they do here. Her friends and family are now working to have her body returned to her home, to where her two children live.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Helen Gary passed away following a tragic accident while abroad. The GoFundMe page says her family's greatest wish is to bring her back to Nicaragua for a proper funeral and final resting place. Surrounded by loved ones, family's currently raising funds to cover the cost of repatriation, transportation, funeral services in Nicaragua. They don't really... It doesn't sound like they really know.
Yeah.
And if they do know something, they are not releasing any information. They said it's an ongoing investigation. But it is one of those odd ones when they say surveillance doesn't show foul play. Now, I don't know why she would go into the back room. So that's a big question.
Right.
Is there a way for somebody to go into the back room without being surveilled? In other words, could they come from an exterior outside door like an employee could?
Oh, yeah, people could be back there already.
Or back there already.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is. It really is bizarre, though.
See, my brain goes down the whole crime of opportunity kind of thing against her by someone there. Yeah, maybe she, I don't know, maybe she's looking for a restroom. She doesn't know. She's from Nicaragua. She's in a Dollar Tree. She ends up back there. Someone sees an opportunity, takes advantage. I don't know. That's where my brain goes.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's...
As opposed to I was in a different country. I walked behind the doors. I went into a cooler, took my clothes off, and died. I see the other side being much more likely if something happens.
Absolutely.
Even though they haven't said... that there's been any evidence. But then again, they're not saying a lot, are they?
They're saying the surveillance footage did not indicate foul play. They didn't say anything about the condition of the body,
exactly.
what may or may not have been done to her.
Right. So that's where my... That's what I'm
thinking. Yeah. So they give you the information that, you know, they feel comfortable releasing, I guess.
Sure.
And there may be,
I get it.
They may have their eye on somebody. They don't want to, I guess, maybe spook them before they're able to put together something a little more solid.
But what a strange story.
It really is. And yeah, you're visiting from a foreign country, obviously, highly intelligent person.
Yeah.
They're a doctor. Although, and I hate, well, I have to bring this up. She was an anesthesiologist,
which is a whole nother level.
Well, they have Well, they also have the highest rate of addiction. They are around very powerful drugs all of the time, and the nature of the job, you literally hold someone's life in your hands. It's a very serious job, and so they found that the rates for, you know, for addiction are a little bit higher than other professional medical doctors and what they do. And, so you don't know if that plays any sort of a role in this at all. I don't know. So fork it over. You got the cash. How much can you spend? How much will the average American spend over the holidays for gift giving? I've got some interesting statistics I will share with you next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. It's 828, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly temperatures this morning. Tomorrow morning, probably similar. But then we begin to get a little bit of a warm-up anyway. So hang in there, my friends. All right? Some of your top stories. Look, from the state level, there's been rumors going around, these people overreacting to you can't cover your license tag on your car. You can still have a frame around it. People are going, oh, you better get rid of this or you're going to get pulled over, you're going to get arrested. The law was designed and it is meant for people that are covering their license plate like in a like with plastic and a tinted plastic perhaps or something else where it makes it difficult for law enforcement to see the numbers and the letters. And they also maintain within the law that you have to be able to see that little yellow sticker on the right upper corner. As long as you conform to that, you can have the, you know, Go Gators tag or whatever your choice is, the tag holder, the frame. You can put it. They don't care that it doesn't say Florida.com or Sunshine State. If that is covered a little bit, that's not going to be an issue for law enforcement. Just letting people know because, yeah, stuff goes around. This is a perfect example of social media. Mm-hmm. Things go around. People overreact. And then there's a bozo out there that knows that's not the law, but promotes it anyway to get clicks to do it. And probably some of it's even AI.
Well, I saw, I think, it, forget what city now. It might have been Miami. TV station did a story on it. And literally the reporter is out taking the license plate frame off for, you know, the person they're talking to as a public service. I mean, they really got dramatic with it. I know. They're reaching.
Doofuses everywhere, my friends. They are everywhere. All right. So it's the holidays. You want to be generous. Credit card debt, been there, done that with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, man, Christmas has got to go on.
Yep.
You don't have to go crazy, but, you know, most parents feel like they want to do, they choose to do something, some special stuff. We may have been slightly over the top maybe at times. I know, hard to believe.
Shocking.
But more than one-third of Americans plan to spend at least $1,000 on holiday shopping this year. That's a significant increase from recent years and the highest share in at least 15 years, according to CNBC All America Economic Survey released on Sunday. This is a sign of widening prosperity among U.S. households. So that's a good sign for everyone. It's a good sign for Donald Trump. But I got to tell you, and I don't want to sound like, oh, this elitist, like I have so much money, but it seems like I mean, I can remember budgeting pretty close to that like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, forever, you know, this is for everybody. The gifts for everybody.
Right.
You got to budget it, you know, in, or you try to.
Gee, it must be nice.
I guess so. I guess maybe I had. Yeah, I must have had it a lot better than I realized. But anyway, this survey conducted over 1,000 adults nationwide. Anyway, overall, Americans plan to spend an average of about $1,016 on holiday shopping. And let's see. Trying to see if they say male versus female or anything. No, they just say that it basically comes as a good sign. It's an expansion of prosperity, and that's a good thing for the holidays.
I wouldn't call it prosperity, but I just spent a whole lot more than that for Jennifer for her her Christmas tires on her car that I just bought. So,
well,
you know,
and I heard somebody may have purchased themselves something that would be considered by many quite extravagant, you know, and maybe not completely necessary, one might say.
Yeah.
So, you know, Merry Christmas from Greg to Greg is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Could have happened. Oh, no, the family, the whole family can ride in it, you know.
Now, the whole family knows about you and your issues, okay? They're well aware of your issues.
I know.
But
true.
They say, look, he's not on the crack.
No.
He's not out killing people.
No, don't
drink. If he needs to buy his 43rd car in his life, so be it.
There's
not a real problem there.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your...
I support you 100%. Because as I use you as an example, I can get away with a lot. So we both serve a purpose to each other, I am sure.
That's all right. Whatever works.
Now, I've been telling you about this show. Tell me that you finally watched Landman.
I haven't had time. We're still trying to find a car for Blake. I'm working extra hours trying to get ready for Christmas week.
Not inventing any new like firearms without your knowledge, okay? You can skip a couple of your schmooze hellos once in a while and sit down.
It sounds like a good show, though, for what you just
said. I like it. Well, look, Taylor Sheridan is the one that wrote it.
Yeah.
And I tend to like all the stuff that that he puts out. But anyway, that's you know, Billy Bob Thornton's in it, a bunch of other people. But this week's episode, anyway, it came out. He was on with The View.
Ooh.
Billy Bob Thornton was on with The View. And they were ripping, well, he was ripping them, basically.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get to exactly.
That is done.
Where it says here, well, in the episode entitled "The Pirate Dinner," features a conversation between Tommy Norris, that's the character played by Billy Bob Thornton, and his father, T.L., played by Sam Elliott. You like Sam Elliott, Greg?
Great.
Everybody likes him. When the pair begin talking about ABC's The View, this is within the body of the show. Okay.
All right.
Tommy ends up ripping the show as a bunch of PO'd millionaires bitching about how much they hate millionaires and Trump and men and you and me and everybody else. They got a B up their butt about.
I think that's actually pretty concise. Glad they said it so I wouldn't have to. Yeah.
Tommy's dad, Sam Elliott's character, says, don't sound funny. Well, it ain't joke funny.
No, it's not.
It's like a fart in a church funny. You know what I mean?
Wow. Just awkward.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah. Wow.
In his typical grumpy delivery, you know, TL, played by Sam Elliott, responds, you don't sound funny either.
Wow.
Tommy says, well, it depends on your proximity to the fart. They actually, there's a lot of great lines in the shows.
Yeah. Obviously.
But, yeah. And they're not afraid to go there. I mean, politically, they're normal like us.
Well, who else picks on The View on a show? I mean, that you don't see that very often.
No.
They deserve it.
No.
But, you know.
But it is interesting because you're playing a character.
Sure.
You're like, hey, I'm doing the lines I'm supposed to do.
I didn't say it personally.
If you need that escape hatch.
Hey, made me read it.
Hey, served his country, was an astronaut, but then he said some pretty stupid things. He basically told, soldiers, you know, you don't have to listen to any illegal orders. I mean, all that does is create confusion and problems. And Senator Mark Kelly knows better. He knows that. Apparently, the Department of War is escalating its review of Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat out of Arizona, a retired Navy captain. To an official command investigation into his participation in a video dubbed seditious by President Donald Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth. The officials announced the preliminary review on November 24th in response to a video he published with fellow Democrat lawmakers calling on military service members and intelligence officials to refuse illegal orders from the Trump administration. Now, we already know the whole military code and all of that already covers that.
Yeah, and they know that.
Yeah, and they know that. Hegseth called the video despicable, reckless, and false, calling Kelly, Senator Elisa Slotkin out of Michigan, Representative Chris DeLuzio out of Pennsylvania, Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat out of Pennsylvania, Maggie Goodlander, Democrat New Hampshire, Jason Crow, Democrat Colorado, the Seditious Six in a social media post. While four of the other participants in the video are former military, Hegseth explained that they are not retired, so they are no longer subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The video rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and I'm not surprised that they're going to investigate just a little bit further.
We're good.
Into Senator Mark Kelly.
If nothing else, just give them a little bit of a hard time that they deserve.
Exactly.
You're trying to stir the pot? No. Here, take this.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Never have to miss a minute of it. You just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning. Welcome. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Thanks for having us along. We could be like your earmuffs. I'll keep your right ear warm.
Uh-huh.
And Greg, you keep their left ear warm like that.
Okay.
That's kind of creepy now that I actually did that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move right along. Always plenty to talk about. Some of it not great news.
Yeah.
You heard about the Brown University, the shooting there, obviously. It's been all over the news. You know, they pulled one guy in and spoke to him, and then they let him go. Apparently that wasn't a guy. They've got some videotape of a guy that is a person of interest who they believe might be. Possibly could be the shooter, but definitely a person of interest that they want to look at. And it's kind of grainy. The video's not great. And the guy's wearing a mask. I mean, it's very difficult to really make out much. He appears to be a bit overweight, kind of a big guy. Appears that way. He has a gait that's a little odd and different. It's a gait that reminds me of some people who carried a lot of weight even at a younger age, mm-hmm. and it kind of affected, you know, the way they walk. It had to do with maybe the development. Anyway, that's I could be off base on that, but I think that could be the case. But look, here's the bottom line. Did you know that the president of Brown University came out hours after this occurred? I believe it was maybe 6 hours afterwards, and still didn't really have much in terms of details. Now, I don't expect her to know who the suspect is or anything. That's not the kind of details we were asking for. Basically, what people want to know is, you know, was this targeted? You know, or was this very, very random? And I don't know that we can still ascertain exactly what the answer to that is, but we do know this. One of the victims who was fatally shot at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, has been identified as 19-year-old Ella Cook, a devoted Christian and vice president of the school's college Republican chapter. Both of those things may be of importance, right? We are devastated to learn of the loss of Brown College Republican's vice president. This was in an ex post. Ella was known for her bold, brave, and kind heart as she served her chapter and her fellow classmates. Prayers are with her family, etc. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt reposted College Republicans of America's ex post, stating that there are no words, thinking of her family and friends, especially her parents. God, please bless them. She's from Birmingham, Alabama, also a parishioner of Cathedral Church of the Advent. Many of you have heard about the tragedy which happened at Brown University, the shootings that took place, number of people who died. A priest did mention this during the Mass on Sunday. And sadly, tragically, one of the people is one of our parishioners. And obviously, you know, that's, I mean...
So tragic.
It is. It's
young,
tragic, and it's awful.
Yeah, bright future.
And people are questioning, and I think rightfully so. Maybe some of the safety things need to be updated around Brown University. You know, it's an elite school, by the way. I think most people know that. If you don't, it's an Ivy League elite school. And they could have maybe better, more resolution on their cameras. They could maybe have better security. And here's why. Not only do they charge a great deal of money for tuition, but they've got about $7 billion, $7 billion with a B, in endowments, okay?
Wow.
This is money that is going to perpetually grow as time goes on. It's where you only, you know, you can draw a small portion of it, and it's going to continue to grow. I mean, $7 billion is a lot of money. I mean, couldn't they invest in things that would tighten up security? You know, one would wonder about that,
mm-hmm.
right? It just... It's another one of those tragic, very tragic incidents, but I'm also surprised that here we are, what, how many hours later? I don't know. Are we going on 72 hours, something like that? The manhunt still continues? Wow.
But they tell the public there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, they did, which is kind of odd, but then they said the assailant or whatever would be considered armed and dangerous.
Okay.
Well, so the person's on the loose.
Uh-huh.
They're armed and dangerous,
uh-huh.
but the public in general has nothing to be really concerned about.
Unless they know more than they're telling us, and they think that the target is no longer a problem, you know, so he's not after anybody else. Isn't what they'd lead you to believe, even though they don't even know who it is or his intent that we know of.
Brown University's most recent weapons and firearms policy went into effect June 27th. States the possession, use, or storage of weapons or firearms strictly prohibited on all university property and at university-sponsored events except as authorized under this policy. The prohibition extends to licensed concealed carriers, barring them from being armed for self-defense as well, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it did not stop the bad guy, but it stopped anybody who could have been a good guy. Huh. 9 o'clock stretch, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.